proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continued looking at those occasions when the Israelites provoked God. We turn our attention to an incident that happened in the 11th chapter of Numbers, when they murmured against God at a place called Taberah. At that time, the Israelites were in the wilderness of Paran. The context of this complaint did not indicate any reason underlying the Jews' discontent. At this juncture, though, grumbling appeared to denote the default reaction of the Jewish nation in connection with any hardships they might experience. After the Song of Moses, commemorating God's deliverance of the Jews by the shores of the Red Sea, the Bible contained no record that the Israelites ever praised God for his goodness to them while they were in the wilderness. The author of Numbers did note that the Israelite murmuring displeased God. God manifested his anger when, quote, "the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp," unquote. On prior occasions, God had not directly afflicted the Israelites on account of their disobedience. After he gave them the law of Moses at Mount Sinai, though, God adopted a different tack with them. Rebellion on their part would henceforth result in immediate and painful judgment from God. As he did in the incident of the golden calf, Moses successfully interceded with God on behalf of the Jewish nation. When he did, God quenched the fire that he had sent. Moses called the place Taberah, a name which came from the Hebrew verb ba'ar, meaning to set ablaze. Just as fire accompanied God's judgment on the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, so fire accompanied his judgment on the Jewish nation. When it comes to the exercise of divine jurisprudence, God showed that he had no respect of persons. In the fourth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses declared that, quote, "the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God," unquote. The Israelites experienced firsthand why, as the author of Hebrews put it, why, quote, "it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God," unquote. What lessons can Christians learn from this event at Taberah? Believers need to recognize that, even though God will not condemn them to an eternity in hell, he will chastise them for their insubordination. As he informed the church at Laodicea in the third chapter of Revelation, quote, "as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten," unquote. When God does discipline a believer, that believer needs to remember the counsel contained in the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. The author there remarked that, quote, "no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth a peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby," unquote. The Israelites did not seem to have learned anything from the judgments God inflicted upon them. They persisted in their rebellious ways, murmuring against Moses and against God when situations became difficult. Christians should look at them as an example to avoid. They need to heed the divine admonition contained in Psalm 32. Quote, "be ye not as the horse, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.